I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is one of the craziest, most stupid entitled parent stories I've ever read. You don't want to miss it. Entitled mum wants my Jag for her Prius. Tries to assault me, but backfires when I do not agree. So it has been 2 months plus, and my life has been going wrong a lot. My Audi A6 was totaled when a truck driver slammed into it parallel parked. I did not claim insurance because it was denied, and I only have the $7,500 the truck driver gave me and no car for me and my friend Jerry's road trip next month to Nevada. No, not to raid Area 51. I used the money to buy a car more flashy, a car more beautiful. A car that's more of an EM magnet, a 2003 Jaguar XJ8, and new insurance. Last week, me and Jerry went to some shops to buy some stuff for our trip, namely water, food, and car necessities. As we come out of Walmart, we are carrying a lot of stuff. I first helped Jerry to put his stuff in his Cadillac Escalade before he helped me do the same. When we approach my Jag, I see a boy, prob 16, laying on the hood while his mother is taking pictures. I am fine with that. It's not every day you see a nice Jag in a Walmart parking lot. I waited patiently by the side, but then the entitled mum shot me a death glare and said, "What is wrong with you? I'm not blocking you. Move along." I own this car, maybe? No, you don't. I was taken aback and signaled to Jerry to film. I had a hunch that this was far from over. I expect a reasonable person to own this car, not a 16-year-old punk like you. I'm 18. Well, surprise, surprise. Now, are you done yet? I need to go. Then I produce my license and car registration, which I carry around personally for safety. Can you give that to me? Wait, what? No, obviously. Why is that? She started staring at me as if it was her right. Because it's mine and not yours? I'm a single mother and I've never had anything nice. Can I not enjoy life for once? I can see why he left you, you unreasonable cow. Just a medium insult. The entitled mum lunges forward for my car keys and my car registration, which I'm holding in my left hand. I hold it behind me and kicked her in the shins. Not too hard to cause injuries, but hard enough to get my point across that I am not giving up my car. Oh, you assaulted me! And I will do it again if you don't F off. The entitled kid came over and tried to guilt me. Come on, man. My mother toiled over my life so much after my dad left. Can't you just give her the car? We can trade. We own that car over there. He points to a beat-up 2006 Prius. Now, do not get me wrong, Priuses are great cars. They are quiet, fuel-efficient, and decently quick, but just not on the same level as a Jag. No, don't worry, you don't have to explain yourself. We know that Priuses are not as good as a Jaguar. Nice offer, but no, mine is just too expensive to just trade away. OP, I think we should go. Not so quick. Give me the effing car. No, you freaking lunatic. I am not trading my Jag for a trashy Prius. Dream on. At this point, EM tries to slap me. I lean back and dodge the hand, then punched her in the eye as hard as I can with my force of going back up. Now, the kick was light, just like a light tap, but my punch meant business, as I'm sick and tired of her nonsense. Suddenly, sirens wailed as a patrol car pulled up at the Walmart parking lot. A policeman got out. My best guess is that someone saw us arguing and called the police.
So, what's happening here?
She- This boy raped me and tried to kidnap my boy. He's a pedophile and assaulted us. The kid played along. She did not mention the car, as I had the registration and keys which match with my driver's license. The policeman makes a face like, really? He definitely didn't buy it.
What do you have to say, OP?
Well, sir, these people demanded my car and tried to assault me when I disagreed. I only fought back for self-defense. He is lying. He has no evidence. Sorry, lady, but that's where you're wrong. Jerry showed the policeman the video, which captured every word and action. The entitled mum's face turned pale, and she said, He photoshopped that. What the F, lady? How can you do that on a phone in like 20 freaking minutes? And also, how could you Photoshop a video? This lady is mental.
The police officer took out handcuffs and arrested the entitled mum for attempted theft and assaulting an officer. She had slapped and tried to push the officer to the ground after hearing the news. I got away scot-free, as my actions were counted as self-defense. I got the choice to press charges, but eventually decided against it, as I do not want to go to court over such a small thing, and my drag is fine.
Okay, so let me just get this straight. This mum is crazy for three reasons. Firstly, she let her kid get on the hood of the Jaguar, not just stand by it for a photo. Secondly, her son offered a trade of a Prius for a Jaguar. Like, how does that make any sense? And thirdly, she accused Jerry of photoshopping a video. Like, what? That's just impossible.
You know what? I don't normally say this, but I'm glad she got punched. Maybe she'll know not to try that next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Time. You absolutely have to let my underage teenager into your room party full of grown gay men. So, long story short, my friend is a furry and at the time was attending Midwest Fur Fest. Now, there are a ton of fun activities that attendees can partake in, and most of the panels and activities listed on the official program are totally appropriate for families and kids. That being said, like any other type of geeky convention, people will hold room parties in their hotel rooms or suites that are not part of the official program and are not the responsibility of the convention itself. Very often, those room parties will either be gatherings of friends, or sometimes they will just be centered around certain social groups. For example, there are furries of color parties now, and trans room parties. And sometimes, well, there will be parties of the more sexy kind. You know what I mean. Sometimes, to attract a certain crowd, especially at the social group parties, they will advertise the room party on a board near the hotel lobby to advertise the party's room number for those who might be interested in attending. Anyway, those parties are obviously private functions, and obviously the person who is paying for the suite or room has a complete liberty of choosing who is allowed inside and who is not, especially if they are just a gathering between friends. Anyway, flash forward to Saturday evening. This is generally the biggest evening of the convention in terms of official events and room parties. Now, my friend is hosting a room party for gay men in his suite. The attendees are all legal adults, the majority of them in their late 20s, early 30s. Nothing too risque is going on, but it's a bunch of gay men together in a room, so colourful discussions and a bit of flirting and groping is happening from time to time. I mean, duh. At some point early in the evening, they hear a knock at the door. My friend goes to the door and slightly opens it to see a kid, no older than 15 or 16, standing outside the door. Hi, can I help you?
Can I come in?
My friend slightly giggles. No, this is a private party. It's not part of the convention. Sorry. My friend then closes the door and returns to entertaining his guests. About 15 minutes later, there's another knock at the door. This time, my friend's roommate goes to answer the door and finds the same kid standing there, but this time he has his father with him. Yes?
Yes, my son came here earlier and was refused to be let in.
Well, yes, but...
Is there a specific reason why my son can't attend this event?
You know what? I can't think of any reasons why your 15-year-old son wouldn't be let in. At this point, my friend intervenes. Sir, this is a room party. It's not part of the official program. Plus, your son is a minor, clearly, and everybody here is a grown man in their 30s. This would be extremely inappropriate.
Don't give me that. We paid full price for an attendance pass. I expect my son to be able to enjoy this convention to its fullest.
But that's what I'm telling you. This isn't covered by the convention ticket. This has nothing to do with-
But this party was advertised downstairs in the lobby.
The board downstairs will advertise a lot of private room parties. It's a convention thing. People will organise gatherings amongst friends and social groups because they're all gathered in the same spot for the weekend. That doesn't mean it has anything to do with the convention proper. Now, please, can you leave? We've told you more than once that your son is not welcome here. My friend at this point hushes the entitled dad and his kid out and closes the door. At this point, everybody thinks the story is over, but entitled parents being petty, it isn't. So just to interrupt quickly, this father is saying that he wants his 15-year-old kid to go into a room of 30-year-old men who are all strangers. Now forget the fact that he's entitled, that is the worst parenting I've ever heard in my entire life. Anyway, at around 11:30 PM, a much stronger knock is heard at the door. My friend goes to open the door and is met with hotel security and a Rosemont PD officer. What is going on?
Sir, we've got a report of illegal activity taking place in this room. We'd just like to do a quick checkup.
My friend is flabbergasted, but lets the cop and security personnel in. Of course, they find absolutely nothing weird going on. Can I at least know what this was about? This is very distressing.
A man came to us earlier and said that your party guests were doing drugs and committing acts of gross indecency by being sexually inappropriate, where other people could see them.
My friend then realizes it was more than likely the entitled dad and tells the hotel security about that entitled dad tried to force the party attendees to let his minor son attend a room party full of grown adult males and how they had told them to leave repeatedly. Hotel security apologizes, and my friend's got a partial refund on his room to make up for the intrusion, and no more problems happen from then on. He doesn't know if anything happened to the man and his kid. Well, there is no doubt in my mind that we have just come across two of the most stupid entitled parents I have ever heard of. One who thinks that it's a good deal to swap a Prius for a Jaguar, and another who wants to leave his kid alone in a room full of grown men who are also strangers. This is entitled parent logic at its absolute finest, ladies and gents. Anyway, if you enjoyed that, there are loads more entitled parent stories on my channel, just like this one that you can see on screen right now. With that being said, don't forget to subscribe if you are new, and I will see you all tomorrow with some more stories.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.